Expressions from St. Paul is listener-supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. Greetings, friends. Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. In this week's lesson, Dr. Williams gives us comfort and confidence in knowing that God is always there, and He's always been there. Take a listen.
When the sun first began to shine, God was there. God was there when the moon first began to glow, when the stars first began to twinkle, when the wind first began to blow, God was there. He was there in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. He's always there.
If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 15 down through 16. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium, and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
I want to talk about God is always there.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Always. I used to wonder when I was young growing up, and we had, it wasn't like it is now, we had to get permission to go places. And every now and then we did what I tell you, you don't want to remember this. Every now and then we would say we'd go into Miss Johnson's house because her brother was there. And we'd go to Miss Johnson's house and Al's house. Because we did it in a framework, we thought. And we also thought we were getting away with it. And I could never understand when I got home, my mother would say, "Where else did you go without outside of going to Miss Johnson's house?" And I never looked at her and lied. I said stuff like that. "Well, Mama, we were just playing, and we wanted to make sure we got home before the sun was going." Because a lot of times we told the time by the sun. And you got to watch and you forget the time. But we told it by the sun. We never forgot it. Because if you did, you remembered the next time. I could never understand, not just her, even in church. How come so many people, older people or elderly people, could know so much and they wasn't there? I really wondered that. And they was accurate. How many of y'all remember that? I'm talking about you above 40. How many of y'all remember when your parents made something to you and nobody didn't tell them they was accurate? You don't have to say, "Ma'am, I know," well, then you wasn't alive, because, or somebody in church, elderly person. I discovered when I got in my first 20s, the reason they knew so much, they spent a lot of time in the Word. And so what they did was, and I've heard them say, "Lord, what are you saying to me?" They just got through reading. What is he saying? So I was young, I didn't understand that. "What do you mean, what is he saying?" Well, I didn't say that to them. I said it under my breath and down in the deep part of my stomach. "What do you mean, what are you saying to me?" Well, that's accurate. And let me help you young folks, and especially you youth and young adults. I said, God is where? Always there. I don't care where you go. God is used to, but I'm going to a club. You don't see him, but he might be on the next stool. And he'll say to you, no, don't do that. And we fight it and do it anyway and get in trouble. So I hope I finish, but if I don't, I'll fix the next part later. Now this one he says, take a look, behold, I am with thee. Now, he was talking to somebody. I'm with you. Now, when I was looking for a house some years ago now, I met this man that I knew. And he said, I know some nice house. I'm going to take you and you take a look. I said, well, I have to go get my wife because this house we are buying is to please her. And the reason I want to get a house that pleases her because she's home more than I am. At that time, I was working a lot. And so if she's there the most, it makes no difference where I want green drapers or pink. She's there. She might want tan, so get tan. I'm not going to be watching no drapers. When I come home, I'm tired. And so I went and looked at the house. And when I got there, and I know some of you will laugh at this and make fun of this, and that's fine with me. I'm too old now to worry about what you think. When I got to the house, this quiet voice said to me and said, no, no. I heard it. No. So I looked at it. Nice. I liked it very much. So I went and got the boss, my wife, and I took her to the house. She walked in the first part of the house, and she looked around. She said, honey, this is not the one. Now, I've heard two voices. And either one I ignore, I'm going to be in trouble. Say amen, Papa. If I ignore God, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. And if I ignore Mrs. William, I'd have been in some trouble because she would have never stopped talking about it. And the brother says, amen. So what happened to us, Genesis really, verse 16, Genesis is like a commentary from God. Surely the Lord Jehovah is in this place. He was talking to Jacob. Jacob was not aware of the omnipresence of the deity. He wasn't aware, and he was in there. Now, I said this, and I said this before, and someone said that they didn't believe. I don't really care what you believe. I don't care what you believe if the Bible says it. When the Bible says it, that settles it. I don't care about what I was taught in school about theology. What did God say? Because I'm going to tell you all, God is going to win all the time. He's going to win. And so anyway, when we got this house, the man said there's going to be X number of dollars. And I said, well, I will not buy it for that price. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I'll give you this amount, period. Those are my words. And if you don't want to take that, I was in his car. We were. I said, take me back where you got me. Because I'm not going to give you that for this house. So he's turned around to take me back home. We got almost to my house. He said, I changed my mind. I take your offer. Now, if I hadn't listened, I wouldn't have got that. Because I liked where it was. It was not too far from the water. I was younger, 20 years younger, and I love to be around the water. Now I love to be away from it because you'll catch that on your way home. So what happened is God said to Jacob, and this is friends, he says, what astonished him was that Jehovah should thus reveal himself far away from the shrines where he was worshiped. Now I'm going to talk to the choir for a while. Now, choir members, how many of you all remember? Raise your hand. How many of you all really remember that God revealed to you a song you couldn't sing? Raise your hand high. Well, let me put it another way then. How many of you all that every now and then you say something said this? How many of you all know? What is the something in you when the Holy Spirit is in you? Why does it have to be something? Why can't it be God revealing it to you? I told you all this, and I'm not talking about the lady. I lost my mind almost at 15 because I was in love. That's why I understand young people. I was in love almost 16, and I took it. In those days, you had to get permission from the parents. I got permission from her mother and father, and they said, now you'll have her in the house at 9. So I was kind. I had her on the porch at 8:45 because I wanted to take her back out again. So I was 6'2", and he thought, and she did, that I was older than I really was. So, because she asked me when I first met, how old are you? I said, well, what do you think? So she said, well, I would say you're 19. I said, I take that. I didn't say I was no 19. You gave it to me, and I took it. And so what happened was I went back to I told you this story before. Some of you wasn't here. I went back to an ice cream parlor. My cousin had an ice cream parlor. It was exclusive, nice. All of the outsides was glass. And so I went, I talked to Emmett for a few minutes, and he said, you were just here. I said, I took so-and-so home, and I wanted to come back by to get some ice cream. So a friend of mine was with me because he was driving. I didn't have no car. And so we sat down, and Emmett said, get what you want. And guess what happened? All of a sudden, I looked up. It was about 9:30. And here she comes in with another guy, the Nunders that I knew, who was driving his dad's brand new convertible. So I said she took the convertible over me. Now listen, that's not all. And so Monday when we went to high school, I said to her, well, it's over. She said, what do you mean it's over? I said, you lied. And if I know you, when you're lying on me or to me, I'm nice to you because I have to be, but I'm going to stay away from you. And so we broke up. She did everything in her power to get me to come back. And I don't blame her. I was 6'1½". I don't blame her. And I had on a tan suit and a mixed color tie, and I had some had on floshing shoe. I don't blame her. I got upset too. But here's why I'm telling you that story. After 15 or 20 years, I didn't see her, so I went back home, and she was down there, and I ran into her. And when I looked, I didn't know her. And so she said, you're not speaking? I said, well, I said, good. How are you? She said, you know who I am? I said, no. Who are you? So she told me. And I looked up in the sky. I said, I'm blessed today. I'm so blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. See? If I would not have followed what was in me, I'd have got stuck. She had changed like a color in the sky. Changed. And look what I'd have been stuck with. I'm not talking about the lady. I'm just talking about what happened. me put it another way. Some stuff the Holy Spirit would have said to you, and I know this. No, no. And you ignored it, and you were sorry after you did it. The Holy Spirit is always correct. Now let's move on here. And so it says, friend, so Rebekah had gone to one of these inquiries of Jehovah, Genesis 25, 22, and probably to a shrine in the very neighborhood of the place where Jacob was sleeping. Jacob slept a lot. He was crooked too. A lot of people sleep after they steal something. So, and some of you said amen. Don't say it. So what happened was Jacob, God said to Jacob, friends, I don't have time to deal too much with the book of Genesis, but you deal with the book of Genesis, you'll find a history of the universe. Amen. Whole lot of stuff going on now has already been predicted to us. We just don't read it. Amen. Let's move on here. It says, behold, I am. That's what God said. I'm with thee. I'm with you. Now for me, when I read in the Bible, I told you this 100 times. When I read in the Bible, read what God says. And then the Holy Spirit convinced me that I'm the follower of what God says. I don't care what you say. I'm going to follow what God says. Because if I were to follow some of you, we wouldn't be in this building today. We can't afford. And let me tell you, saints, I'm not talking about you ain'ts. You saints need to quit using language that is going to come back to haunt you. Let me go over here. You're not listening.
Tell the truth, Pastor.
When you say, when God tells you that you to love him with your what? And what else? And what else? What God is saying, you're saying to God, this is what you're saying. You're saying to the public, brother, I love God. I love him. But when, how do you love him? Stand up, brother. You cannot love God nowhere and no way you tell Ephraim unless you love this brother.
Right, exactly.
But I don't like him. God didn't ask you to like him. God told you to love him.
Right.
And you said, well, I don't like his ways. I don't like where he lives. Do you think that God likes your ways all the time?
Come on, tell the truth, Pastor.
So what happened is, if you want to talk about I love God, you got to prove it by loving one another. Let me put it this way. I got in trouble because a man did some bad things. And I was the only person that stood up and fought for him. And somebody said, you shocked me. Why would you fight for that dirty so-and-so? I said, because the only reason you don't see my dirt is because it's covered up.
Right.
There's some dirt in everybody. And so what happened, the reason I stood up for him is that, let me tell you this, and listen, if you listen, you'll be blessed. What I said about this man, stand up, read your Bible. I said he's no good, he's dirty, he's low down. Now listen careful, because Percy, you know this. This is prophecy. I'm giving you this free. I'm planting a seed. And the seed I'm planting might come up in my household. You all don't believe that. Some stuff you have done, if you go back, some stuff you have done, no. Some stuff that is going on in your home, go back 20 years. What did you plant in your house? My daughter will tell you, if she asked her, I never discuss about people being low down, bad, and dirty. She never heard that from me. And the reason I didn't do it, because I don't want to come back to me. I know a preacher. I know a preacher well. And he speaks most of the time, but not often he speaks. Because he came from a different background, different denomination, and he don't understand God did not organize no denomination. That's man's stuff. They disagree with the Bible, and they went off and started something else that they believe. And how could you follow something that they believe over what God said?
Right.
And he think he's right. Maybe you're missing it. God is well?
Everywhere.
Always well. Always there. So let me raise this, because you're missing it. Don't raise your hand. How many of you have been in places you weren't supposed to go? Let me name it. How many of you all left Sacramento and went to San Francisco and thought you was hiding? Let's put it another way. How many of y'all live in Ed Groves and went in Citrus Heights? Because didn't nobody know you. But God was there. Amen. I said, I was criticized. We was doing a workshop, my late wife and I. It was something like 200 couples. We was doing the married couples thing. And I said, a lot of you all missed half of the session. And I don't want to know what you was doing, but I hope you were doing something that's going to make things better. So a lady stood up and she said, I noticed this morning, earlier, I came without my husband, you was more on the men's side than you were on the women's. I said, I didn't have no side. I was just talking about what was right.
Exactly.
And here's what got me in some trouble. I said to the opening as the icebreaker, I said, you brothers got to learn that you can't always do everything you want when you want to do it. I can't explain it too well because a lot of young people in here. But I said, every now and then, you're going to have to learn to get you a quickie. And that way, you don't have to argue. Because if you don't, and you argue, you're not going to enjoy what you think you're getting. So that's why I got what got me in trouble, because I told the truth. I wish I could explain it more, but I can't because... young people are here. The name Genesis comes from a Greek word meaning beginning. This title was taken from my friend, taken because God wanted us, the ancient Greek translated of the Old Testament, God wanted us to understand what he was saying and what he was doing. Some years ago now, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I saw a lady and she said to me, I left your church. I said, well, did I do anything to you? That isn't the issue, I just left. And so I said, well, that's nice. I said, but last Sunday, 5 joined. They went over your head. You cannot stop God. I don't care if you don't ever go to God's church. His church in the United States is going to roll on.
Yes, right.
And the reason it's going to roll on is because you didn't die for it. And let me put it another way. Now, this is really tough. This is tough on me. Stand up, Carl. Many times, Carl would like to have not participated in no kind of church. You don't have to tell me. I know that. When he got there for 15, 20 minutes, he wanted to leave many times. I'm talking about the old Carl. But listen. When God saved the old Carl, this is in my message. God, the old Carl joined when he got saved with the new Carl. And then the spirit of the old spirit became alive and new. Carl now has two spirits. The old is fighting against the new. But if he's in the word and have a prayer life, the new would win.
Right.
You may take your seat. Now let me put it another way. It's in Genesis. They talked about the darkness and the light. All of us at one time have been living in the darkness. And if you get saved, I'm not talking about coming to church now. You get really saved. You can't live in the darkness Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then come to church on Sunday and wear a diamond necklace. I don't care how it shines. It's not going to work. So what God is saying to us, listen carefully. The Hebrew title, friends, deals with the beginning, literally the head, was driven from the first word of the Hebrew text. The book of Genesis is an appropriate introduction to the entire Bible. Friends, listen carefully. This Bible is not what a lot of people say it is. It's really not. A lot of people say a lot about the Bible. It's not even in the Bible. Let me tell you something about that. This Bible is a guidebook. It teaches us where we should go, and he condemns us where we came from, but he blesses us because we didn't stay there. Well, let me put it another way. The Bible teaches us how to get saved. It didn't say nothing about no denomination. Teaches us about how to get saved. Number two, the Bible teaches us how to receive healing. Some of y'all don't believe in healing, but the Bible teaches it, and I believe it at 155:19+20%. Because he's healing me some now. Okay, listen carefully. The Bible also teaches us how to be an overcomer. We had to be a what?
Overcomer.
You telling me that you got saved and haven't ever been able to overcome something? I got saved. Before I got saved, I was 18, 19. I loved beer. I loved Jack's. You don't know what that is. Falstaff. Hams. Slits. Long as it was cold. But when I got saved and married, I said I would never allow my children to see me doing something I don't want them to do.
Right.
So I had to give up beer. And you said, but you ever think about it? Oh, yes, I think about it sometimes. Sometimes I see it on the television bubbling up, foaming. I said, and that old nature rises up. Boy, that's good. But I have to say, sit down.
Yeah.
I have overcome that now. And so listen careful. That isn't all. The Bible teaches us how to keep the faith. It also teaches us how to finish the chorus. Friend, the Bible teaches us how to have joy unspeakable. And it teaches us, and I have to stop, how to benefit from your trials. The Bible tells how to do it. Amen. I told you I was in Summit, Mississippi. Went to my auntie's funeral, and when I got there, we was coming out of the quiet hour. My cousin met me and said, "He said you're gonna have to go from here to Chicago." I said, "For what?" He said, "Pauline died." You see, when I just talked to her, he said she laid on the couch and died. I said, "Well, I had already been to one relative." I said, "No, that's three. I'm not going to Chicago." So I'll send some flowers. What I brought that up to tell you is that it teaches you how to overcome some stuff. Amen. You can jump up all you want to when they bring your relatives down here and holler and carry on all you want to. What did you do when they was ill? You do your job, you won't feel bad. And George, where is George? And George said,
"Amen."
What does the Bible teach us? Okay, let's move on here. So he said to Jacob, he said, I'm with thee. And he also said, not only am I with you, but I keep thee. I mean, I take care of you in all places. Amen. Whether thou goest, I keep you. And will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee, this is what I enjoy, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. What I told you, I'm not going to give up until this all come to pass. Hallelujah. You said, but Brother Pastor, you made a horrible mistake. Yes. If that happened, yes. But you the only one would turn against me. You cannot turn against a brother or sister because they messed up. The spirit that lives in you will block you if you listen to him. Amen. Amen. Let's move on. Look, listen carefully. Turn quickly. You got your Bible. I told you keep it in your lap. Turn quickly to Psalms. Psalms is in the Bible in the middle way. Psalms 139, verse number 7 through 12. Psalms 139, that's Psalms. Verse number 7 through 12. You got 7? Let's read it. Let's read it. Now look what the Bible teaches us. It says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? Where are you going to get away from God? You can't go nowhere. Listen carefully. Psalms number, the verse number 8, in the same psalm, the verse number 8 says, 139, if I personally ascend up into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in where?
Yeah.
Behold, he's everywhere at all times. Amen. So you go out there in the garage and cuss, you're not getting away with nothing. You're putting in yourself something for the devil to work with. I can't say that enough. Psalms, look at verse number 9. Psalms 139, verse 9, it says, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the what? And what happens?
Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Where can we go to escape God? Amen. Listen careful. Psalms, and look at verse 11. Psalms 39, verse 11, it says, if I say, listen carefully, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be what? Now let me comment about that. You see, many of you don't like to tell facts. You see, we used to be in darkness. We was in it. And then God brought in us the light. If you are saved, you have a light in you. Now it's up to you to burn it. We used to sing when I was young, this little light of mine. It says, a mind. I'm going to what?
Let it shine.
And let it shine, shine. And the reason I'm going to let it shine, you gave it to me, right?
Yeah.
No.
Jesus gave it to me. Yeah.
And I owe him something that he's given me, which is the light in me over darkness. I got to let it shine.
Yeah.
That means I cannot look good and act nice in church and go outside in the car and raise hell. I can't do that.
Right.
And let me tell you something else is hard. That reason I have to forgive, stand up Tyrone, stand over there. I have to forgive Tyrone, not for his sins. No, that's no such thing as that. I forgive him for my sake so my light can shine brighter.
Right. Amen.
Did you get it? That's what the book says. Okay, look what else it says here. It says verse number 12, 139 verse 12. Yea, the darkness
hides
what?
Not from
God. The darkness can't hide from God. But the night shineth as what?
As the day.
You see what? The night is just like day for God. Okay, look what it says. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Oh, God has blessed us. And we don't take advantage of it. Amen. How many of you all ever been in your house? In your house, and the lights went out at night. And I'm so familiar with my house, if the lights go out, I know how to get through that to get a candle. But then I'm smarter than that. I have a candle in every room. So if the light go out, I can just light a candle. I don't have to stumble. That wasn't for my smartness. It was for my wiseness. I'm not going to follow a child when I got matches and can light a candle. All right, let's move on. Now, thank you. Jeremiah 23 and 24. Can any, listen what he says, church. You want to write them down. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says the Lord. Do not I feel heaven and earth, says the Lord. I feel it. I'm everywhere at the same time. Somebody tried to get in an argument and say, well, God is not in Baal. Yes, he is. He's there. Every time you take one, there's something in you say, you shouldn't do that, which is the spirit of a living God. If I was in some of your shoes, I'd say amen. I told you but I used to drink beer. Well, that's not bad. You drink it now.
Amen.
And since you accepted the light in you, you don't need it.
Right.
Amen. So many of our young people are getting in serious trouble because they said that marijuana is no harm. It has just destroyed many of our young people. Amen. They're not thinking about the young people. They're thinking about making money. All right. Look what he said. He says, Proverbs, this is to the church and to the Arab people who are listening and watching us. Proverbs 15 and 3 says, it's Proverbs 15 and 3. Look what he says, church. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So how can we get away? How can we? I lived in Chicago and in Oak Park in Chicago. It was very difficult for Afro-Americans to move in it. It was racist. And they did everything they could to block anybody out that wanted to get in. This was in Cook County. Now, it's dominated with Afro-America. See, God is not a used to be. He's a right now. Amen. Amen. Let me say this on my way to heaven. If God is everywhere, why are you jealous of other folks? You don't have to be. He's everywhere. If he blessed them, he'll bless you. His eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. God is omnipresent. That is to say that God is everywhere, and then he is everywhere all of the time. Okay, where you go if you're saved, God is with you. You can't get rid of him. I'm going on vacation because I'm tired. I don't want to be bothered. You can't go on vacation and don't be bothered because you carry yourself. Although the human mind may find this fact difficult to comprehend it is nevertheless true. There has never been anything to ever happen or occur but what God was present. Nothing. There has never been any word ever spoken but what God was present to hear it. Whatever we say, he hears it. Amen. Okay. There has never been any decisions ever made but what God was near at hand. Your decisions you make, God hears them. And in many instances, if they're not correct, he'll warn you. I've said this all my life. Be careful of the advice you get from human beings. What did God say to you? Be nice, but they need some help themselves. Listen. There has never been any decision ever made. What God was near at hand. There's never been any thought ever considered but what God was totally aware of it. So you're making plots and plans. God hears them and sees them. Amen. A man left his wife last year and he was rushing to the bank to try to get the money that they had of savings together and checking account together. And he was rushing to get it before she got there because they had separated. And I don't know when men are going to get it. I don't know. I hope y'all get it before I die. And he was rushing to get it. And she knew the shortcut. And when she woke, he got to the bank, and the bank said, it's closed. Your accounts, both accounts is closed. And he said, well, who closed them? She said, your wife did. And he said, well, how did she get here so quick? And the woman said to her, she's a woman. And the women said, women are planning when you're asleep. And they're planning at the table with you when you're eating. You think they're grinning, they're listening to you, but they're making plans. I'll leave that alone. Okay. Listen careful. There has never been activities ever involved in but what God watched it all. There has never been any disappointment ever encountered by anybody but what God knew all about it. He knows all about it. Now, the reason God knows everything, because he made us And he made what he can dictate to. He doesn't make us do nothing. Amen. We still blaming Eve and Adam, what they did. But when we going to start blaming ourselves what we should do?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, he said Eve wanted to be over Adam. That's nothing new. I won't touch that. Okay? Friends, when the son, this is what I want to, as I bring my sermon to a close, when the son first began to shine, God was there. Because the reason he was there, he made the sun. God was there when the moon first began to glow. When the stars first began to twinkle. When the wind first began to blow. I repeat, God was there. And don't tell nobody I told you, but when you was blessed in your mother's womb, God was there. When the fish first began to float on the water, God was there. When the birds first began to sing, God was there. When they first flapped their wings, God was there. Church, my friends, listen careful. When the flowers you plant on the side of your house first began to bloom, God was there. Church, when the Spirit moved up on the face of the deep, Genesis 1:1-2, God was there. He was there in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. He's always there. I wish I had some extra time to tell you. He was there when the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. He was there when the light began to divide from the darkness. He was there when the mountain peaks was formed. He was there when the seas were filled with water. When the valleys was carved out, he was there. He was there when the mountains started getting higher and higher. God was there. Don't tell nobody I told you this, but God was there last night when you should have been reading your Bible instead of cussing. God was there this morning when you said, "I don't want to go," and he blessed you all last week. He heard what you said. There's nobody like God. Let me give you one of the pet things that I'll finish this another time. Let me give you one of the pet things that has been a blessing in my life. I used to wouldn't say this, but now I've said gladly, I am not getting younger. I'm getting older. But my mind is getting sharper. Not because of me, but because I stay in this. The more I read this, the sharper my mind gets. The more I read this, I can read you. The book says that nobody ever studied the word and stayed ignorant. Nobody. Okay? And then the last thing, I have some help. As I get older, my help comes more and more. Now, you may have not experienced your help, but I experienced mine. My help was given to me when I got saved. When I got saved, I pulled off the old man. And I put on the new man. And look what the new man says to me. The new man teaches me The new man guides me. The new man has saved me. The new man has strengthened me. And every now and then, it gets dark. Dark from the outside. But the light shines more from the inside. I've had some bad days. I've had some sad days. I've had some days that I didn't think I'd make it. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, come what may, I've learned to stand on His word. Through it all, He will come to my rescue. Through it all, when this life is over, I'm going home to meet my Savior. Through it all, storms might come, wind might blow, and whatever happens, through it all, I'm trusting and leaning on His word. He'll never fail me. He hadn't failed me yet, and He won't fail me now. Through it all, through it all, through it all, I've learned to lean on His word. I've been through the storm and the rain, but I made it through it all because He is everywhere at the same time. Will you stand, please? Salvation is free. He'll help you. He's with you. Just surrender. Don't worry about nobody else. You surrender. And watch God bless you. Will you come today? Will you come? Will you come?
There's been times I didn't know right from wrong.
Will you come? Will you come today?
God gave me blessed consolation to know my trials only come.
Will you come? Will you come?
I thank God for the mountain.
Will you come?
And I thank Him for the valley. I thank Him for the storms He brought me through.
Will you come?
I never had a problem. I would know that God can solve it. I would know what faith in God.
Will you come?
Through it all.
Through it all.
Oh, oh, oh.
Will you come? I've learned. Will you come?